Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 456. Always dominate Monday. And, Is It Really Worth It? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday. Hope you have your taxes done for those of you in the U.S. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. I have two shorter articles for you today, both from Nerd Fitness. Let's jump right in. Let's get to today's two posts as we optimize your life. Always Dominate Monday by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Mondays are tough. After an epic weekend of rest and relaxation, or drinking and debauchery, that internal alarm clock always seems to wake you up far too early. The temporary relief from 7 minutes of snoozing quickly turns into half an hour. Arriving 15 minutes late to work, using the side door, of course, your first few hours are spent messing around on the internet rather than getting anything productive done. Your food or drink hangover from the weekend carries over to your meal choices for the day, and just this once fast food is your choice. After work, working out is the last thing on your mind as the day has already felt like a waste. Come 11 p.m., you are lying in bed, and you finally come to the realization that you know all too well. I didn't really do anything today. No more. Today, I'm going to issue a challenge that will change the outcome of your week, every week. Always dominate Monday. Why Monday is crucial. Never underestimate the power of momentum. It will work for you if you let it, but it will also work against you if you let it. Let's look at a bad Monday. If you skipped your workout on Monday, it will be so much easier to skip your workout on Tuesday. Since you probably took Saturday and Sunday off, and maybe even Friday, Monday quickly becomes the most important day of the week. You didn't really eat healthfully on Monday, which means it's easier to tell yourself, meh, I can start tomorrow, and not eat well on Tuesday or Wednesday. When your Monday routine is thrown off, you might forego your routine for the rest of the week, which results in, well, I already missed a day, no point in starting a day late, I'll try again next Monday. If you snooze on Monday, then snoozing on Tuesday is just a little bit easier. You are unproductive on Monday, which stresses you out, and you have to play catch up during the rest of the week. Instead, you dominated your Monday workout, setting the tone for workout domination for the whole week. Your self-dialogue may sound something like, this week, I'm going to hit new records with my workouts. I already kicked ass on Monday, let's keep it up. Let's say you dominated your Monday with healthy food choices and meals, setting the tone for continued healthy eating all week. Now your brain permanently stays in the I'm making healthy choices this week mode. Let's say you popped right out of bed on Monday without snoozing. So snoozing becomes less of an issue with each passing day. It's not a question of willpower, it's just what you do. Let's say you're incredibly productive on Monday, which makes the rest of your week much less stressful. So stop sucking and start dominating. Slackers versus rebels. I want to tell you the tale of two groups, slackers and nerd fitness rebels. Slackers skip Monday workouts because they didn't have time. Rebels make exercise a priority and plan their day around their workout. Slackers let their food hangover sabotage Monday. Rebels make extra sure their Monday calories are healthy. Slackers waste their Mondays with unproductive behavior. Rebels suck it up and turn Monday into the most productive day of the week. Slackers snooze. Rebels get out of bed and get their workouts done before the rest of the household is awake. Slackers complain. Rebels shut up and take care of business. Slackers find excuses. Rebels find solutions. Slackers suck. Rebels dominate. How to dominate Monday. I challenge you today to start looking at Mondays differently. It's not the start of a long week. It's not the worst day of the week. Monday is the most important day of the week, so do it right. Here's how. Plan out your meals for Monday on Sunday night. Where, when, and what will you eat? Can you prepare any of that the night before? Plan out your workouts for the week and put them in your calendar. How many sets, reps, what time, and where? Get specific. Put your alarm clock across the room. Set it for the correct time you need to wake up, and when it goes off, get up. Go to the office on time and get through one important task before checking email. So, are you a slacker or a rebel? Is It Really Worth It? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. It will require commitment and dedication. It will require you to say no sometimes. It will require sacrifice. It won't be quick. It won't be easy. It won't be fun all the time. Your friends will laugh at you for doing things differently. Your coworkers will gawk and poke fun at your new eating habits. Your loved ones will call you crazy and ask you to be normal. You will have to change some habits. You will want to give up. You will want to go back to bed. You will want to say, good enough. And you will ask yourself, is this really worth it? You're damn right it is. Because you will feel great when you set a new record for push-ups. You will let out a rebel yell when doing your first pull-up. You will feel awesome running faster this week than last week. You will be amazed at how far you've come when looking at old pictures. You will feel good when people ask, have you been working out? You will smile when your kids say, I want to be strong like you. You will be surprised when people come to you for fitness advice. You will feel pride when you look at yourself in the mirror. You will go to sleep knowing that you're a better person today than you were yesterday. It is worth it. You just listened to the posts titled, Always Dominate Monday, and Is It Really Worth It? Both by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
See, I didn't even need to give you an inspirational quote today. Both of those posts were so inspiring, Steve took care of it for me. I love reading his How to Dominate Monday post. I'm recording this on a Monday, in fact, and having missed the workout this morning, I already feel my brain just not performing at the same level it's used to. My body doesn't feel quite as energized. My body, I feel like, is missing it. And after reading his post to you, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing as soon as I'm done recording. I'm going to go get that workout in. Now, I wasn't always this way, but I do look forward to Mondays now because I do see it as a fresh start. It's a whole new week or a clean slate where I can try and do better. Now, again, this wasn't always the case for me. I used to dread Mondays, especially when I worked at a job I didn't like. But nowadays, I see it again as a fresh start, a week full of optimism. And I hope after listening to this, you feel that way too. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening every day. I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, but with another two posts. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.